This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Our next guest is one of the guiding forces behind the wildest fight promotion on the planet, Fight Circus. Based out of Thailand, they combine MMA and other fight disciplines with the biggest freak show ever to bring you everything from phone booth boxing, leg wrestling, butt plug tug of war, and more in an epic battle of freakish combat titans, sprinkled with carnival freaks, ladyboys, and adult comedy coming together to create one unique world. And this Saturday night, they present their biggest event yet, Fight Circus 9, Total Sellouts. Please welcome Dr. Octagon.
Hey, Doc, how you been?
Hey, what's up, man? Long time.
I know. Listen, another one's coming up. It's happening this Saturday.
Yeah, it's crazy. This even crazier. Yes, sir.
FightCircus.tv is where people can watch this, right?
Well, this one is, it's interesting. It's a private show for a bunch of Hollywood weirdos. You know how these rich guys are. They want to come in and they want to witness the show, so they rented the whole space out. But yeah, they'll be able to watch it on after. I think it's going to be 2 weeks. After 2 weeks, then we'll be able to put it up on our website.
Okay, so the fight happens this Saturday, but it won't be available to the viewing public for a couple more weeks.
Couple more weeks.
I know that you've had a lot of interest out of the United States. Is this a bunch of Hollywood weirdos who are going to try to take over and own you? Because this is what I'm worried about. Because I know that you're getting a lot of heat, and everybody's really excited about Fight Circus because you're doing something that hasn't been done yet. But in this world, like as we see it now, this is perfect. It's absolutely incredible.
The world needs it.
If those guys get a hold of it, I'm afraid that they'll homogenize. It'll be powdered. You know, it'll get.
I'm controlling their homogeny right now. I'm literally
with homogeny.
I flew in with these guys from LAX, and we're all in Phuket now. This is the biggest production that we've done to date. I think our production team, typically for Fight Circus 1-8. Was approximately, and you know, minus the team that comes in for the night, I would say maybe 4 or 5 people.
Yep.
Currently are this production team for this one. So I think we're up to like 45 people. So we've grown a little bit. And no, I will not let them water this down.
I'm
they can hear me.
Anti-homogeny. I'm anti-homogeny.
Yeah. Anti-homogeny. Yes.
I've been an anti-homogenist since I was a child.
Trust me. They try. They really, really, really try.
Yeah.
They wanted, you know, they're looking for Beyonce. Mm. We're not Beyonce.
Listen, they always, because they're worried about the bigger, you know, because here's the thing. There's a reason it's in Phuket, Thailand. This is where you can get stuff licensed and sanctioned, and you can do what you want and raise all kinds of hell. We're talking about the phone booth fighting, which is fantastic. The human pinatas. What are the prizes in human pinatas? The first class airline tickets or vacations is cash, right?
Yeah, or maybe like depends. Some of them got a jar of like pennies, and I mean, just depends, you know.
And how do you
depends on your performance?
How do you get the pinata to pay off?
How do we get the pinata to what?
To pay off. How does human pinata work?
Well, so one of the fighters fights, I think the last pinata fight was with a guy, a big guy by the name of Panda Banks. And so we attached the pinata, obviously. We attached the bag, is what we call it, to the pinata. And you got to beat the bag off the pinata, you know? And that's what they did. Beat the bag off them.
Yeah, well, that's what makes this so much fun. the idea of, and by the way, simple stuff like foot in a tire. For those who don't understand that, explain foot in a tire to those.
So in the gym, I'm a fighter myself, and I own an MMA gym in San Diego. And one of the drills that we do is called a foot and tire drill. So it's a very common thing in the gyms. Why people didn't think about putting that into their entertainment package.
Right.
It's beyond me. It's been there. It's right in front of their face. It's kind of like any other invention. But yeah, so the concept behind it is you're fighting in close range, man. And you have to be able to learn how to fight in close range. And when you have your foot in the tire,
you know why?
It's like fighting in a phone booth.
They're dirty, dirty homogenous. That's why they don't have the vision.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got the musical chairs of doom. What about that?
I love them. You know, oddly enough, man, I think the musical chairs of doom, they're questioning the success of musical chairs of doom. I have no question that it's not the success of musical chairs of doom. I think it was we throw things against the wall and see if they stick, but I think it just needs to be restructured. And it's just like anything else, a lot of the stuff that we do, I won't even get into it because I don't want to overly offend your viewers.
I do.
But a lot of the stuff that we, we got a lot of interesting stuff coming up, but somewhat offensive.
Tandem fights. You know? Listen, this is what fighting is. Fighting is, sometimes I get tired of the MMA world only because, it becomes very predictable. You know what you're going to get, and it's fun to watch people who are great combatants. I think we all enjoy that.
Yep.
But there's something you add in that entertainment of fight circus. It's the violence. It's literally the weirdness of watching a guy in a cheap Batman fight costume fight a guy in a cheap Superman costume. For whatever reason, it amuses me to no end. The thing that caught me the very first time I ever found you guys was the 2-1. Everybody said it was a tall man. Was it you, by the way? Was that you?
No, it was my business partner. So. Okay. John Nutt is my business partner. I'm Dr. Octagon. John is the crazy guy that likes to fight two people. In fact, he's getting ready to fight two people again this weekend. It's the rematch of the most viral. So that fight, just so you know, his 2-1 fight was the most viral fight of 2020.
Absolutely.
Two?
Sure.
And that, you know. So
everybody described it as when you try to take away your drunk dad's car keys.
When the something wears off, when the cocaine wears off or something. Yeah.
Well, but it was the most stolen and recaptioned video I've ever seen because it was absurd. Yeah. It was like a Conor McGregor level guy. He's wearing a nice suit, his beard, everything. He looked great. He was a gentleman when he walked in the ring. And then these two clearly smaller Thai kickboxer fighters. But in the end, you were like, God damn, I mean, they were sawing him down. I mean, they were starting to work on him in a very smart way. And
yes, they were.
It's so much fun to watch. And then old guys like Rampage Jackson, who still will knock the piss out of any normal human being on the planet. And, you know.
Love that guy. Love him.
Mr. Fight Beast, Bob Sapp. I mean, but go back to Rampage. One of my favorite all-time fighters.
One of my favorite people.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm not kidding. He's sorely mistaken. Let's just say this. People misunderstand that guy. He is one of the – he doesn't like everybody, but the ones that he does like, let me tell you something. He's a good guy.
No, oh,
he's one of our. He's part of the family.
I've had him on the show back in the day many times, and he was nothing but a fantastic interview. I thought he was always very funny. I thought he was very outgoing, and I always enjoyed him. I thought Rampage was a lot more clever and funny than people ever gave him credit for.
Oh, the guy is a treasure.
Yeah,
he's a treasure.
So tandem fights. Let's talk about these for a minute. When you stuff a guy into like a crazy. One shirt, and so one guy's a left arm, one guy's a right arm, but it's obviously not the same brain, so who's blocking and who's punching? And now you got four guys in a ring fighting at the same time.
Chaos.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, entertainment.
Of course, and that's worth your money. That's worth, you know, whatever a pay-per-view is, whatever it costs to watch one of these fights, how in the hell is that not worth it when you think, man, this is pure, ridiculous, absurdist entertainment?
We got the best show in town, and guess how much we charge for it? We don't charge anything.
Right.
It's free. So don't come to me for a refund.
That's right. That's right. If it sucks, don't pay your bill then,
Dicks. Yeah. Hey, you know, we'll give you shitty fights and we'll tell you that they're shitty. Just don't call me for a refund. And I tell you, you know, the interesting thing is very rarely, the thing I love about Fight Circus is we lean into all of our stuff and we just want people to have a good time. And we're literally here to bring entertainment in a different way, right? Comedy and combat sports. But very rarely do I get somebody to complain. I'm like, hey, man, I'm gladly f***ing refund you your time.
Easy with the F word. Now I'm gonna get homogenized by my company.
Yeah, I told you. I told you. Watch out. Watch out. Told you I wasn't safe.
You're a bad man.
Should have warned him.
You're a bad man, Dr. Octagon. You
should have warned him.
Hey, you could tour this. Like, this would be so huge. It's. I know it's a lot of expense to take it out of Thailand, but like up in Sturgis, up at the Full Throttle Saloon at the big motorcycle rally, you know, that 9 days.
Talk to them.
That would be.
Listen,
Mike Ballard's a great friend of ours. I mean, I've been broadcasting out of that place for 18 years. Oh, I lost Dr. Octagon. All right, hold on. Let me put him on hold. Jake, you see if you can get him back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So we got cut off, right? We said talked to them.
He said he talked to them.
I mean, we could make that happen. Because Fight Circus live from Sturgis would be
makes sense.
An incredible pay-per-view. Now, it costs a lot of money. I mean, you got to move it all up there, the production up there, all the fighters up there. Everybody's got to stay up there. You got to get flights up there. You got to feed everybody. Like, it's a real money production. Mm-hmm. But at the center of the Full Throttle Saloon would be absolutely unbelievable. You throw it in the courtyard and you shoot Fight Circus from there. Hold on. Put him on hold. Here we go. Hey, there you go, man. Sorry, dude, I lost you.
You guys, in the United States, we have internet. Over here, we got gerbils and excuse me, language, and little spinning wheels.
Hey, so
we lost our internet signal.
You spoke to the guys at Full Throttle Saloon, you said. Mike Ballard?
I don't remember who it was. Like, right. I'm a big bike guy, and
me
my
too.
Guys from Nash Motorcycle, who builds my bikes, are real good friends with those guys.
I've been to Nash Motorcycles. They used to be over off Melrose, and Nick Perry
exactly.
used to work
those,
over there.
Nick Perry, and his, Nick's my buddy, and dude. I have one of the most iconic. Excuse me, let me quit being humility to the side. I have the most iconic Nash bike,
dude.
So, anyways,
I've been such a fan of that of those motorcycles for. Dude, I'm not kidding. It's got to be almost 15 years now. I think they built some of the greatest chopped, like, bobber, some of the nicest paint. I've got two of the Nash ball peen hammers sitting in my living room right now.
Yeah, I do, too. I do, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tabor's a solid guy.
Yeah,
dude. Love this product, and you could see it.
Dude, clearly, we are brothers from another mother. We should all get together.
We are. We are, man.
We got to get you to Full Throttle Saloon. And let's do the show from up there in the middle of that. It's the biggest biker bar in the world. It's got the biggest stage in South Dakota. Ballard and Jesse James Dupree from Jackal and and Full Throttle Saloon, the TV show, I'm telling you, like, this was an easy match, man, and we will pack that joint.
Better?
Without
any
cameras? It would be...
Yeah, man, I would love it. I'll tell you what, Fight Circus is made for Full Throttle Saloon, so if they're listening, you know, price has gone up a little bit to have us, but no, I'm just
good
kidding.
Hey, listen,
we
I'll connect
sold
you.
Out. We didn't sell out for everyone.
Listen, I will connect you guys, and whatever you guys decide is what you decide, but hell, I just love the fact that you're the only guy I've met in the last, I don't know, God, I don't know how many years on this show that even knows who Nash Motorcycle is. So, listen, you and I are always going to be good. I've wanted to buy one of those I can't tell you, literally, for almost 15 years, I've wanted to purchase one from those guys.
When we're done with this, I'll send you some pictures.
Excellent.
You'll love it.
Listen, Doc, anytime, Fight Circus. Now, I know the half fight happens this Saturday, but the rest of
us
will be able to see it 2 weeks from that date. It will be online, and we can see Fight Circus number 9.
You will see Fight Circus number 9.
All right, listen, don't let those bastards homogenize you. We're anti-homogeny.
I won't. I'm going to go back in there. I'm going to tell him right now. You hear him? He said, don't homogenize.
we're all right, listen.
He's from Disney.
I can't wait to see number 9, and we'll catch up with each other, and I hope we see each other in August.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
See, that random weirdness pays off, Nick. Yeah, Nash Motorcycle is one of those rare underground chopper bobber type places that most people have not heard of. And Nick Perry, by the way, the guy I referenced there, who was also there at that point, was the guitar player on Shinedown Sound of Madness, the best album they ever did. Nick Perry was from a band called Silvertide, which was another amazing one.
Okay.
Nick Perry is an amazing guitar player, but he was working out of the same shop that Nash Motorcycles, NASH. Not for everybody.
Yeah, but if you know it, you found it.
Yeah.
I think it's cool.
Yeah, but the old ball peen hammer thing is a throwback to the 60s and into the 70s when they kept pulling over bikers, right?
Okay.
Especially in California, because that's where all the clubs were coming out of. Mm-hmm. And because you couldn't have a weapon on you, the cops were looking for a reason.
Sure.
You had your work duels.
Mm-hmm.
So there was, on your frame down tube, there was a leather strap, and that's where you would put your ball peen hammer. Mm-hmm. And if the cop said, what's that for? It's just because I'm going to work.
Yeah.
And that's where that came from, man.
Didn't I give you a ball peen hammer?
You did, but we're talking about the Nash ones that they custom made with the heads.
Right.
But yes, Greg gave me one as well. Thank you very much, Greg.
Good job.
I still have that one. And the handle on the one Greg gave me, it's burnt, beautifully done. He had an artist do it. It says, I wish a mother effer would. Yes, it was fantastic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.